The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Yes, so?
It's Kai and Frank kind of a weekend. Snap it. Get your grills out, clean your grills. Fry up your tanks. Get your scrapers out. Make sure you clean the burners so you have an even burn. You don't want one side to be too hot, you know. Check your cooler out, clean it out. So it gets mildew from the year. You know, if you don't clean it properly, a lot of people don't. You leave it in your garage, you open it up. Oh, look at all these spots on it. Oh, Clorox will hose it off. Put it in there. Shake it up. Get ready for the weekend. Starting to get there. Look at those Franks. Like, nothing beats a good
What are we putting Clorox on?
In your cooler. Say, you know, you. People don't, like, winterize their coolers the right way all the time. And you open it up. Oh, look at all the mildew. Yeah, Clorox.
Did I tell you about my grill? Did I tell you what happened to my grill?
No.
I might as well open up the
window
of the grill.
I had some blockage of mine.
This last week. Blondie goes out, opens up the grill. There's a mouse in there. Has built an entire nest and had... an undetermined number of babies hanging off of her, suckling at her mouse teeth.
Your wife?
Gross. No, the mouse.
Oh, man.
And she's, slammed the lid, calls me. I think I was on my way home or something like that.
You know what the easy solution to that is?
Just turn that grill on?
Turn the grill on.
Yeah.
Gross.
You got to deal with the mouse, burnt mouse smell.
Right.
Easier than trying to get a mother and all the live mice out of there, burn them to a crisp, and then throw them out.
So I go home and open up the grill. I'm like, Juicy, careful. I'm like, what? Because of the mouse? What? I'm like, okay, I'm interested to see it. All gone. It was like 5 minutes later. I mean, I was on my way home, wherever I was. I'm like, there's a huge net. I mean, like a mouse had built this huge nest.
It's amazing where it comes
from. All
this
grass and all this stuff. It's like all the... So take the entire thing, you know, like... Great soft burner covers, flavor, everything out of there. And because, yeah, I was grossed out by it. I had to clean the whole thing out. And that's, you think cleaning your grill, it's just something, you know, you scrape down every once in a while. The amount of stuff that was in there from just last fall.
A blockage of mine. Oh. Just see, like the burners that are underneath, those long burners that the gas goes into and as it shoots up to those little holes.
Yeah, the
those
burners.
Holes get grease. So you have to take them and almost, you have to. Pin you not a pin, but if you get ahead of a nail, you can open those back up and fire that thing back up, and it comes out.
Yeah,
I went and bought a newspaper to clean my grill.
What?
To lay it out to put all the grates on, to spray the oven cleaner on, to get all the grease off.
Oh,
so you put the newspaper down to collect all that gook and soot.
So it doesn't get on your grass.
Yes, I don't want it on the grass.
Yeah,
you roll the newspaper up, throw it away.
Smart.
Best use of a newspaper in a while. Our house.
Terrific.
Yard bags.
Pardon me?
Use a yard bag for that.
What's a yard bag?
Like a garbage
large
sign.
Never mind. Paper bag.
I don't have large paper bags.
Leaf bag. They usually come in a 5-pack at the hardware store.
You have yard bags?
I do, yeah.
No, I
used some over the weekend.
I got a bunch of woods behind me.
I throw stuff out in the woods, man. That's great. It's the best thing, man. I'm where I live. 30 years, man.
But I don't dump anything.
Dump it.
I don't dump anything back there, but.
Oh, of course not.
No.
Good rain. It gets good smell going.
I just just push it that way. The wind takes it.
I try to limit the amount of styrofoam that I dump back there.
What do you do with the styrofoam?
The, you know what Hardy what does?
Do, well, no, seriously.
Hardy likes to drink six packs of soda and then make sure that he takes those rings, you know, the plastic rings.
Yeah.
Throws them right out
here's,
there.
Here's what I do.
Throw them in the water.
Neck cut no, right keep, in that thing.
No, we do it the right way. We keep the styrofoam thing. Packing stuff, and when batteries die in the remotes, you push the batteries into the styrofoam things.
Yeah.
Then you wrap one of those six-pack of plastic
and
things.
You bury it.
And you chuck it into the reservoir right
that's
there
good.
In Canton.
That's good.
Right there in the water. That's what they good. Say to do.
That's right. That's
push the battery yeah. into a styrofoam packing thing. Tie it off so the battery doesn't come out of the styrofoam with a six-pack plastic thing, and then chuck it into the nearest body of water.
Or bury it
in a playground.
I've done a good job.
Those are your two options.
I've done a good job recycling lately. Like, normally I was always a one-bag guy like Jim Murray.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll one-bag it, but what is the proper way to dispose of styrofoam?
You throw it away.
There's no
so you put it in garbage. You don't recycle
it. It's not recyclable.
Yeah.
So I've been putting it. I've been like smashing it up and stacking it, putting it in the blue bin, the recyclable.
No point in that.
No.
But it takes up your trash bin.
How much styrofoam do you have?
What
do
you been tell doing? You what?
Styrofoam. What are you buying?
I bought those football cases to put the footballs in for Brody's room. The amount of styrofoam that stuff came packed in. The glass,
TVs, electronics,
TV stuff.
Like
I mean,
that.
But it's big sheets of it. Any furniture you get that you have to put
He's
together
right.
now. End tables.
He is right.
The outdoor furniture we got last. I still have styrofoam stacked in a garage from that. Just 6-foot sheets of it. Like, what do you do with it? Light it on fire. I might just burn it.
Yeah.
Break it up, put it in the bags, and wait till your garbage is empty enough to put it in the garbage.
Smell this.
Yeah, the black smoke.
It keeps the bugs away.
I chip it. It makes a good mulch, the styrofoam does.
It blows all over the place.
Good mulch. Jim and Tonda, something on those postage stamps. Jim.
Beetle Hardy, good afternoon. Zoe, what's up?
Hi.
I'm the acting postmaster over in Wrentham, but before I get to
what... Wait, hold on, stop there.
It's quite an act.
Acting, why acting?
Well, I'm on a detail there.
Okay, oh, nice. Okay, I get what you're saying.
All right,
yeah,
I don't.
I'm currently in the position. But
I know
anyway,
what you mean.
Before I get to what I'm sure is some exciting stamp talk, I love the Bruins and whatnot, but I want some football. I'm ready for football. Zoe, you with me?
Yeah.
All right, man. Anyway, yeah, they issued those stamps months ago. They're still out in circulation. You know, you scratch them, they smell fruity. They're pretty, you know, they're
oh,
different.
Oh, scratch
they're
and stamps. Okay,
yeah.
They're out there. That's it.
Okay. All right. See you, man.
All right. So if Zoe stops by the Wrentham post office, you'll be there for him.
Good luck in your interim position.
Anytime, all right. Anytime. I'm your man.
Thank you.
So he's a postmaster, but he's currently station there.
Yeah. He's just going in there to straighten out the Wrentham office.
Right. Then they'll move somewhere else.
And then he's got to move over to Chicopee because they have been having some issues over there.
Right.
He'll be the acting postmaster in Chicopee.
Straighten them
actually,
out.
We're not allowed to say where he's headed next. But if you've been screwing up.
Top secret.
Chicopee's got that Betsy's Diner with the prime rib.
Could be headed your way.
It's that diner.
Top secret where he's going next. Got to go straighten somebody else out.
Do you go? You still go to the post office? I bet you.
I do.
I love the post office.
I like to smell it.
I am, and maybe I'm alone on this. I'm amazed at the efficiency of the way most post offices work. Like you got to go in there, you got to ship a package, boom, 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 bing, bang, but they're very. I think
depends on the post office.
It depends on the post office and who's working. But I've had very good luck.
It's amazing how many post office like scenes are in movies. Like you remember Hope Floats with Birdie when she comes back home.
I do.
She's in the post office. Sweet Home Alabama. She comes down from New York City. She's highfalutin now.
Yeah.
You used to steal catfish out of my pond. He's right there at the post office.
Post office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When's the last time you licked a stamp? I don't stamp anymore. I haven't done it.
They're self-adhesive now. They have been for some time.
Yeah.
Well, they are.
Yeah, they're stickers. You don't lick stamps anymore. They haven't done that in many years.
Stamp, look at you stamp licker. Finger
licker. It's going to replace cake eater as his favorite put
stamp
down.
Stamp licker. What?
Stamp licker.
You stamp licker.
Yeah, what's that? Tip to tail. You stamp licker. Yep.
Cake eating stamp licker.
I want to take a call on the Bruins.
I'm the acting postmaster over in Wrentham.
Keep that on file. Josh is in Averill on the Bruins.
Regional manager.
Josh, help this show. We need your help in the worst way.
I know you're up against it, so I want to bring you out all around the world. I mean, with the Bruins, it's going like engrave the cup. As far as the Sharks and Blues go, we're going to beat either of those teams. The Patriots, Bill Belichick being the defensive coordinator, I really like that. The Red Sox, I mean, now we have nine positions playing out there instead of eight out of nine without Pedroia or Nunez out there. And the Celtics, I mean, Paul Pierce got them further than Kyrie. Yep. I'm out.
What do you think about the Pats?
Nope. He's nope. out.
Oh, Jesus.
He already had it. He had his Pats thought, which is Bill Belichick being defensive coordinator is a good thing. I agree with him on that. I agree with that. Actually, let's talk about Gerald McCoy and possibly coming to the Patriots. Does he want the Patriots? Do the Patriots want him? And Julian Edelman getting a contract extension. We'll jump to that right after this. Mm.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I can keep my hands on myself.
Of items on the Patriots front today. Number one, the Buccaneers have released defensive tackle Gerald McCoy. And there's some sort of Patriots tie-in here that remains sort of unclear. Yesterday when this news came out and broke out of Tampa Bay, there was a story by Rick Stroud, covers the Tampa Bay Bucs. Writes for the Tampa Bay Times. In his story, it read this. It said, at this point in his career, Gerald McCoy figured if he's going to sacrifice salary, it will be to win a championship with a perennial playoff contender like the New England Patriots, who may have an interest in signing the six-time Pro Bowler. It also says in this story that McCoy knew when he watched the New England Patriots beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3 in Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta, that he had to experience that feeling of winning a championship before his career ends. And that when his team talked to him in Tampa Bay, he said, no, you either pay me my $13 million or you release me. And that they mutually agreed to part ways. And that at this point in his career, with over $100 million in earnings already.
I can't believe he's already over $100 million.
Well, he's had big contracts.
Yeah.
He's had big contracts, and he's been a great player. And so a decade into the league, there's something else he wants that isn't money. Wants a ring.
Ring chaser.
He's chasing a ring now and wants to go someplace that he admires, the team. Maybe admires the coach, admires the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this moment where it dawned on him that he likes the Patriots. Here's something that I find interesting, though. That line that I read you about, it will be with a perennial playoff contender like the New England Patriots, it's been scrubbed from the story. It's not there anymore.
Interesting.
No longer a part of the story. Was in the Post last night. It's not there now.
Who would it benefit more to scratch? The player, the agent, the ex team?
Well, can I tell you what it's been replaced with?
What? Multiple teams.
Multiple teams.
Oh, benefit the agent.
All of a sudden, it's four different teams that are named. That there will be multiple suitors all of a sudden.
Aha.
Right? That it will be the Patriots among other teams, that it's not just about one team anymore. It now says there will be plenty of teams wanting to sign him. The Patriots, Saints, Browns, and Chargers, to name a few. Wait a minute. What happened to the Patriots wanting to sign the six-time Pro Bowler?
I think there's...
Now there's four teams?
I think there's a lot of things you can tie in here and with the situation.
It now reads, he's made well more than $100 million. It won't mean a thing if he ain't got that ring.
Oh,
wait a minute. What happened to $100 million and he wants to be a Pat? What happened to that?
See, he doesn't want to go to Minnesota. He doesn't want to go to Baltimore. He doesn't want to go to Miami. I think there's a lot of things you can tie in.
No, I mean, come on. If he wants to win a ring, is he choosing the Chargers?
No.
No. Is he choosing the Browns? No. I mean, listen, they've made huge improvements. They've come a long way from where they were a couple of years ago, and they're getting a lot better.
You read something earlier, too, regarding him where he talked about Super Bowl 53 was his enlightenment as to, wow, I want a ring now. Not 52, not 51, not 50, not 49, not 40.
No, for some reason it was 53.
Wow, they won with what? Oh, defense. They held the Rams to three. People think this league is changing for offense, which it is. I mean, I think the rules help that. They want points scored. It boosts fantasy. It boosts gambling. Everything for the league. It benefits the league. They won differently this year. And I think that sort of opened maybe his eyes a little bit. And you have to look at that past history of the relationship that they've had with Tampa Bay to get guys like Revis, the tight end. What's his name again, Jim? Slips me.
What tight end?
They got from Tampa.
Oh, Tim Wright.
Tim Wright. Oh. I always forget Tim Wright's name.
Why is Tim Wright?
Because it's forgettable.
Why is Tim
Wright
ever
Tim Wright's
name? But he won a Super Bowl with you against Seattle back in 49.
Oh.
So he was part of it. You got Aqib Talib, who eventually helped get you to an AFC title.
I don't know how Tim Wright factors in at all.
Well, he was there. He was on the roster. He was on the roster.
Tim Wright was on that team?
Yeah, he was on that team.
Tyquan Underwood. What?
LeGarrette Blount. LeGarrette Blount toted you to rock.
Wait, he got cut the day before the game.
You had LeGarrette Blount.
Sure.
So he's seeing ex-Tampa Bay guys get out of there. And, I mean, if you're a Tampa fan, you're not big fans of that. You look at Belichick's role. Now he's the defensive coordinator. He's got to call the plays. How'd they win it? Running the football. They found their little bit of an identity there in the playoffs last year. And they won a really good defense. So you got Josh McDaniels, who could be a head coach in this league. He's got the offense. He's got Brady. Bill looks at it as, okay, I got to get this defense right. So maybe I could be in on a guy like McCoy because it's going to help my calls, my defensive calls.
So he's going to load up for himself.
I'm going to load up for myself a little bit. You know what I mean? Draft a corner. Draft that stud opposite Gilmore. They're a solid corner now, as they have been since Revis and Brown are here. Because I think you coach up that other side. We know Gilmore can play now. You're set at safety. You brought Gerard Mayo back to coach your middle linebackers. You love Mayo. He's done his foundation stuff talking about what a smart player he was, one of the best players he's ever coached there. You brought Jamie Collins back to add depth. You got Van Noy set on the outside. You got Hightower back off the edge. You signed Bennett.
Almost our entire defense is first and second round picks. If you think about it.
It's like they're loading up on defense. So, I mean, if you're McCoy, you want to get on that train? Yeah, that'd be
so
nice.
So McCoy was the third overall pick, though. That was the last draft where the rookies cashed in. That's why he made over $100 million.
Okay.
5 years, $63 million was his rookie deal. 5 for $63 in 2010.
That's a top three pick.
Jesus. Number three pick.
Huge money back then. Huge money.
Man.
So that's one thing on the table. Also today, Jared Valdir, who was signed a week ago for some offensive tackle depth, has now told the team he's going to retire. What's up with that? Comes in here. Did he come in for OTAs? I assume he did.
It was a tough 2 weeks with him and Scar. Scar coached you up.
Well, he wasn't here. Remember, Scar said we have to get him here to find out what he is.
Did he never show up?
I think he eventually showed up, but he wasn't. When Scar talked a couple weeks ago, he wasn't there as of that point because he wouldn't comment on him. He said he wasn't in the building yet.
Okay.
Is he the big 6'8 kid? No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
One of the 6'8 kids.
There's two of them. Right, right.
He's the veteran. He's started over 100 games. Yeah.
He's the experienced one, not the one that was hurt and seems like more of a project.
I looked. Does anyone know
what did they give him?
What was his signing bonus? Do we know?
$750,000.
How much?
$750,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But I think they can get that back.
Oh, they'll get that back. But that's more of like that plug and play. Like they got Reggie Wayne's.
Did they?
Thought they did.
Mike Flynn's $80,000 in 2008 was bad.
They keep it.
At least he stayed through camp.
Reggie Wayne kept his. Remember that? Reggie Wayne kept the money. That's why I just remember. I mean, so you have a history with Reggie Wayne that we settled at the Super Bowl.
Thought so.
Yeah. He's still pissed at you, but whatever.
Yeah.
Screw that guy.
Hard here. We'll play. And have fun.
Then no, guys are known to do this. Guys do this at the end of their career when they know they're done.
Yeah.
They'll go sign one last deal with someone just to take the bonus. Take the bonus.
But people will kill players for doing that, but it's
ask Mike Flynn. He did it here.
Less than 100 grand, though. It wasn't that much.
Well, it's still $80,000. Oh, it's still huge. No. It's, you know.
But at least he made it through all the camp. He made it through, like, to the end of camp before he retired.
But he signed it at the start of camp, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was here for a few weeks and then retired. The signing bonus was $750,000.
All right, here's what CapSpace says.
Okay, what does it say?
Jared Valdir received a $750,000 signing bonus. We'll see how the NFLPA treats it in the next several days. If he pays it back, do the Pats get credit on 2019 cap or 2020 cap? We will see.
But that's about cap credit. That's not about paying it out.
And that's about if he decides to pay it back. Would you pay it back? I'm not asking you, though. I know your answer.
He's under no he's under no obligation to pay that money back.
That shouldn't be right. It really shouldn't. Like, you make a commitment to play on a team, and then you decide you're out. You defaulted.
Did you, though? I mean, you're talking about a league where the players are constantly hosed.
Screwed.
Where you can hose a team for $750,000?
It's like their way to get you back.
You'd be like, oh, you know what? For all the times that teams in the league didn't do me right, I'll take your money out the door.
Yeah.
See ya. I mean, it's slimy, but it's a league where the teams are always looking out for their best interests and not the players. It's the one way that players can get teams back on their way out the door.
Wow.
That one stings a little.
Moves the cap, the Patriots cap space, which is right now at just over $5 million. It would move it obviously closer to $6 million if the deal is now considered null and void, or if the Pats receive credit on the 2019 cap, could receive credit on the 2020 cap.
Oh my God! So null and void, though. How do they get that done? Is there an argument? Is there a grievance to be had there?
I would think if he never showed up for anything.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It said after a couple of days of OTAs is the but I don't know if anybody actually saw him there. Or
yeah,
what.
I don't know. I don't have that answer.
Belichick speaks on Thursday, I think, either after or before practice. So maybe
I'm sure he'll tell you.
Maybe
what.
He'll
I'm
be
sure.
asked about
I'm
it.
I'm sure he'll give us all the details on it.
Yeah, hold on, guys.
We'll wait for then. Yeah, I'm sure he'll.
Bears, have the notes on that.
Yeah, he'll probably give us all the numbers and the nitty gritty, and probably explain the process that they'll go through. On the contract numbers and all of that. Yeah. Tell us which days he was there, which days he wasn't, whether he was playing. Yeah, no, he'll get it. He'll give us all that on Thursday.
You might get to tell, though, by the tone, if he's pissed about it or if he's okay with it.
Well, I love that tone.
Yeah. Well, he speaks in such an expressive manner that tone is usually a good way to figure it out.
What, it's too bad.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
His tone?
Yes.
Bill Belichick's tone?
Yes.
It's monotone. It's always monotone.
If you get the, it's too bad it didn't work out, you know, guy's going through a couple of things, blah, blah, blah. Or if it's just, we're only going to talk about the players that are here, and you get the short, curt answer, then you know he's pissed about it.
Yeah, we'll see. The NFL is going to explore allowing marijuana. What took them so long? Let's hit on that coming up next.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you could clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beto.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It was announced yesterday that the NFL and the Players Union, the NFLPA, that is, have a plan to study the potential use of marijuana for pain management in the NFL. That's the plan. They're gonna now get together and study it themselves and try and figure out these geniuses. whether or not it's a good idea. Instead of just using some common sense and saying, why are we testing and suspending players in our league for smoking marijuana? For just using common sense? No, no, no. Now they're going to go at a snail's pace like they already have on the issue. It's taken forever to get them to this point. But at least they're taking a step in the right direction, albeit a baby step, a tiny, tiny little baby step that they're taking. Tiny, tiny little baby step. They're going to study marijuana as a vehicle for pain management.
I was thinking this the other night, man. I was so high the other night. I'm thinking, like, I can't feel my hands. And I'm like, could you imagine if, like, you broke a hand in a
people
game
think
or
you're
something?
Kidding. People think you're kidding right now.
I am kidding. People are nuts. But I'm like,
what?
Okay, so there are really good
I
uses.
I FaceTimed you. Do you remember me FaceTiming
you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So there are so many good uses for this. There really is. Like, for people that need it. And if you could, I don't know how you do it.
So, even if you don't need it, why are we suspending players
look
in the NFL?
NBA. I know it's so ridiculous.
What the hell are you doing?
Obviously, Josh Gordon's going through what he goes through with it.
Maybe you just like it. Maybe that's it too. Maybe you just like it. Maybe you do need it. Maybe you don't. Maybe this really shouldn't be a thing.
It's almost. Would you like guys? Would you like to have guys have the ability to go consume alcohol, to get in cars with people and drive around and potentially hurt people?
Maybe the NFL,
or do you just want to sit at home?
Maybe the NFL shouldn't be wasting their time trying to figure out and decipher who needs it and who doesn't.
Maybe take an edible and just pass out.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's I don't know. But the fact they're talking about it and open to even discussing it is a step in the right direction.
No, that's what the NFL is now saying that they want to do. We need to figure out a system where we get to decide who needs it and who doesn't need it.
Right.
What? Why? What is the point of that? What the hell's the point of that? No. You either allow it or you don't. And just allow it. What is this? Just allow it. As it becomes decriminalized everywhere, as it becomes more and more acceptable everywhere, what are you doing? Take the NBA's lead on this. Stop testing for it. Stop punishing players for it. You're wasting your players' time. You're wasting your own time. What the hell's going on back there? Who's that?
I think it may have been McTakey in the other studio.
Jesus,
messing
McTakey.
Around with the phone.
Unbelievable. Look at him in there. Shiny forehead. You know what? He and Stakowicz could be brothers.
Put him on TV. Get him on TV.
What is he doing in there?
Put him on TV. Kid in the other room. A tall drink of water.
What is he doing in there?
You know, some hardcore baseball?
A little hard.
He's got that sweet polo on. Get him in there. He's so angry, too. He's trying to come up with some kind of hot take.
Oh, he's got
to
be interviewing somebody for his podcast. That's what he's doing.
Oh, that's it.
It's an interview.
Yeah.
What?
I walked to the printer. I came back. All hell's breaking loose.
Why don't you get Pedroia on? Try and get Pedroia on your podcast.
No, but really, what a waste of time that the NFL is just going to waste more time and drag their feet on this even longer. That's all. That's my. Just, what are you doing? Just get on with it already.
A lot of guys in the league would second you on that. Like, let's go.
Do you remember what Martellus Bennett said? Martellus Bennett said 89% of the players. This is his estimate. 89% of the players in the National Football League smoke marijuana.
That was a strange estimate.
That was his number.
Not 90.
89.
Not 99.
Didn't he tweet out a video of 89. Him smoking? Like, y'all think I'm coming back? Nope. Didn't he tweet that out? I thought he tweeted out some sort of video of him smoking pot. Saying, yeah, y'all think I'm working out, coming back.
When did he say that? What year was that?
I think it was a year ago. Like in the middle of the season, people thought, oh, maybe he'll come back. Yeah, with the Gronkowski stuff.
He said it right. In April of 2018. I want to estimates on the, I'm reading from a USA Today story. Estimates on the percentage of NFL players who use marijuana have been made. But recently retired tight end Martellus Bennett pin the number pretty high. I want to say about 89%, Bennett said on a Bleacher Report podcast. Asked if it's shocking when he finds out a teammate doesn't smoke weed, he responded, "You don't smoke?" That's what he said. He said NFL players use it for reasons other than getting high, reasons which have been behind the push by many to allow the use of medical marijuana as an alternative to opioid painkillers and other prescription drugs. There are times of the year when your body just hurts so bad. You don't want to be popping pills all the time. And for... Can our listeners hear that, or is that just me?
Oh, no, they must be able to hear it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hey, trying to do a radio show. We're on TV. We hear everything.
You guys are really hearing his interview? I can't hear anything in here.
Oh my God! It's just
it sounds like it sounded like island drums.
Oh, if you can't hear it, I'm guessing the listeners can't hear it.
No, just you guys.
Okay, good. Well, then I'll just ignore it then.
Yeah,
it's so loud that I thought the listeners would hear it.
It sounded like Caribbean drums.
Okay, no, all good.
Yeah, it did have a steel drum effect to it.
All good. But really, it's great. You want it for pain? Excellent. You want it because you just want to get high and go to sleep or do whatever you want
recovery.
To do?
Recovery.
Excellent. Do whatever you want to do. The NFL shouldn't be the one who has to sit there and figure out who's okay to use it.
It's to the point now. You can't take Sudafed. You can't take this, that, or this ibuprofen. You got to write everything down. You can't do Toradol shots anymore. Everything's been whacked from you. So now it's like, get out there, get cranked up. Oh, by the way, we have that Thursday night game coming up. So get your body ready to play.
Like the league is gonna be the arbiter of who can you smoke weed and who can't.
Yeah,
get out of here. Who are you? By the way, checked in with somebody who knows about bonuses. The Patriots will have some recourse on the bonus because he didn't report to camp.
Oh, about Veldier.
Yes.
Okay.
So, don't you worry.
Whoo!
That could have been bad.
Like cash.
That could have been bad, but because he did not report to camp,
hope he didn't spend it.
Training camp, they're going to have recourse and get their money back. That's what I've been told. Well, I'll try and follow up with some others on that and get some more details on that for you. Okay. Today's takeaways are on the way here on Zolak and Bertrand. Smoke them if you got them, Zo.
That's what they got.
All right.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
Okay, guys. Today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, delivered right to your door. How about this? They offer optional gourmet prepared meals. Let's order these back on the program. To all their Awaken 180 clients, delicious prepared meals right to your door. Set up your consultation today at Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yes, guys.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, guys? Don't forget, 3 o'clock today. Get your Bruins tickets for the scrimmage Thursday night, the Garden.
I bet that'd be pretty fun. Fun to go to.
Yeah, good night out.
Yeah, it's loose. Have fun with a couple buddies. Yeah, let's get some chicken fingers.
Can't get hammered.
No, please.
Get hammered, go to the Bruins
game.
What's
Felger going to do that post game? Let's go find out for next week.
I wonder if Felger would like to volunteer himself for a little post game after a scrimmage.
Just practice it. That'd be big game one win. We're drinking all day on Memorial Day.
A couple thank yous. Number one, we had a guest here with us today. Luke Dillon joined us here in studio today.
And Luke.
Hanging out with us all day. Yep. So thanks for being here, Luke. Also want to thank you to Papagino's, brought by lunch. You knew we had a guest today.
Quality.
So they fed everybody here at the studio.
Quality. Always quality.
Nice job by them.
Yep.
So thank you to Papagino's. Nice job.
Nice.
Thank you very much. All right, let's get to the takeaways. This is something that we didn't really have a place to put it today. It was on a broadcast on ESPN of a softball game that was taking place, a college softball game.
Yep.
And Jim,
the female voice that you're going to hear, she's doing the play-by-play on this. So it's girl softball.
No,
and there's a male color guy.
You got it the wrong way. You flipped it.
I don't know.
I think you've got it wrong.
He was generic play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she was the former player.
Yeah, you've
analyst.
Got you've got
also,
this
like a Mendoza.
Backwards. Yeah. And so generic play-by-play guy who's not as well versed in the sport as the color analyst that is obviously very much in tune with the sport and the people involved in the sport is talking about sports psychologists and performance coaches and things like that, and talks about having been involved with one and seeing one and getting the best out of sports psychology. And this guy, who I don't know his name, do you know his name? What his name is? I don't know it either. He starts talking about something that he doesn't know much about, and he pays a price for it. This was a game that...
This is so bad.
Why?
She shouldn't have done this to him.
This is a game that was taking place between Michigan and James Madison on ESPN. Have a listen.
I was fortunate. I got to work with Ken Revisa, and he was one of the absolute best.
Who's still out there doing what they do best, doing what he does best.
He passed away.
Yeah?
But... Oh.
No.
But the...
But sports psychologists, I think, for pitchers.
You don't do that. You know what I mean? So Bob and I are scrum.
Actually, he's dead.
What you do is you take your headset off. You go, he passed.
No,
you
actually.
Spell it out. And
no,
I just
spoke with him yesterday.
No, he passed away.
And asked him about some of the mental aspects of the game that he's been coaching for years.
Who's still out there? Doing what they do best, doing what he does best.
He passed away.
Yeah.
You start doing the thing going,
he passed away.
No. And you're like, what? No. I think he's great.
Away,
he
passed
he's wonderful. Away. Just spoke to him the other day. No, he's literally dead.
He passed away.
Yeah.
He passed away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, he did. Dead, of course. But still, what he taught carries on.
Lives on.
Lives
he
on.
Lives on through his work.
Through the mental aspect. Here's the 2-2 pitch.
And the 1-1. Low and outside.
We're
it's
all
a
out there in a certain way at all times.
Well, Susan, every sports psychologist must die at some point.
Hardy's got the voice that he passed away,
dumbass.
He passed away.
Yeah.
Jesus. It was a condescending.
He passed away.
He passed away.
Try not to screw up my Ken Revisa's story, okay? He passed away. God.
Oh, Billy Jaffe dropped a very Canadian A on us today in his call-in.
Let's see what ends up happening. And now, to me, a better matchup with San Jose. A, their goaltending is not as good. A.
He wanted to do A, B, C, and D.
Yeah, he was
different points.
The inflection was very odd. Instead of saying A... There's he goes yes. A
to me a better matchup with San Jose A
no very odd
going to declare oh no
A
is it me or did Jaffe seem like immediately exhausted with us today?
He hates us now.
He doesn't want to get me.
Let me be honest, he hates me because he thinks I've always got some sort of ulterior motive or agenda, which is largely true.
Yeah, not unfair.
Yeah, it's largely true.
Don't want to answer this to get in trouble. But
I think
the hockey guys are starting to hate me, which is fine.
Well, you need to stay in your lane.
Haggerty hates
on my ass today. It's fine.
Stay in your lane.
The hockey guys have started to hate me. The hockey guys think I'm a troll and I'm starting to be a real prick about things. Fine. It's fine. The cup is here.
There's only like two people in the city that can do hockey. Right on radio?
You've got to get permission. You've got to get like a permission slip.
Felger's one of them.
To talk about their team.
Felger's been a hockey guy.
Oh, you're not one of us. You get permission.
He's really a half.
It's true. It's like you got to get permission from them, from the club, to be able to talk about it. You've got to go
ahead. But ironically, Felger doesn't have permission from the club.
Oh, no, he doesn't either.
What about
they all hate him, too.
What about the long-haired freak? Is the long-haired freak in the club?
Hate him
DJ
too.
Bean? The Bean? Is he in the club?
They, like, begrudgingly let him in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he does post-game on the networks. They have to accept it.
They begrudgingly let him in because they know he really likes it.
And
they know he's a
game.
Real fan.
Right.
They don't think I'm a fan, so it's fine. That's why they really
have
no. They tell me, as they told me today, get back in my lane. Is that what they said?
What's that horse that went out of his lane?
Stay in your lane.
Stay in my lane.
Jim, what's the name of that horse that went out of his lane?
I'm not in my lane.
At the Kentucky Derby? He didn't stay in his lane. You see what happens? You get disqualified.
Yeah.
Pie oh my. Oh my, get some pie.
It's like you got to get a sit down with Carmine or Johnny Sack. You know, it's like you got to get a sit down with KPD and apply to like the Hockey Hall of Fame to be allowed to get a sit, allowed to talk Bruins in this town.
Chicklet
podcast. Whatever.
Yeah. Pucks and paddles.
Whatever. Saturday morning, hockey show here on the Sports.
Cross pucks.
When you can hear Joe Hags.
Cross checks.
Was Felger?
We got a call.
Show.
By the way, we got
you
a call.
Milbury, cross check.
We got a call from the cross acting check. Postmaster in Rentham today. By the way,
this was good.
Jim and Tonda, something on those postage stamps.
I'm the acting postmaster over in Rentham.
Just so you know, Jim and Taunton is also the acting postmaster in Rentham.
Freaking stamp licker.
I'm the acting postmaster over in Rentham.
If you need any of those scratch and sniff stamps, he's got full allotment of them.
We immediately
over
got
at the Rentham post office.
A tweet from somebody is like, "Ha, Jim, he was in our office in Halifax a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. It's just in our office last week.
Real ball buster."
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. The guy's straightened stuff out.
Postal code, no joke with that guy. Felger and Mazur next.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mazur.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maserati on a Tuesday. We have a fully loaded show here as we're transitioning from the midday. We got Maz in the Maz chair. We got Big Jim Murray setting up in the Update Studios. Stu and Lanny behind the glass. We come to you from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester, Massachusetts.
Yeah, Dorchester.
We broadcast Maz on 98.5 on the FM dial here in Boston.
I've heard that.
That's terrestrial radio. We simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. Catch us anytime on the app, the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Tremendous little...
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.